Watsonia, A Writing Life, written by Don Watson and read by David Tredinnick. I never set out to be a writer, but drifted into it. In a different time, in my father's day, for instance, I might have ended up a swagman. As a boy, I briefly fancied the Navy, but that lasted no longer than my religious phase. My plans for a career as a travelling salesman or a detective can be put down to teenage hormonal imbalance. The derangement passed eventually, but the urge to wander lingered. I would have been a happy wanderer, and happier still if free of any compulsion to write about the experience. But wandering excites thinking, and the back and forth of observing and imagining, and, if you're not careful, this can lead to writing. The customs are related by marriage. Wordsworth wrote 387 poems, and, according to Thomas de Quincey, he walked upwards of 180,000 miles while doing so. Sauntered was the term Wordsworth used in the prelude. Like a river murmuring and talking to itself when all things else are still. He walked to discover not only his thoughts, but his words, and walking gave a rhythm to them. Though there have been some, such as Max Beerbohm, who thought walking the silliest thing any intelligent being could do, I'm with Wordsworth. And Plato, Aristotle, Montaigne, Rousseau and Nietzsche, who all found walking an indispensable mental aid. George Santayana went so far as to say locomotion was the key to human intelligence. But most human beings have been content to walk and think without adding to their lives the burden of written composition. I could saunter many delightful miles in the time it often takes me to find the right word, and many more again before I can construct a decent sentence. Writing is hard labour, and harder still when it feels unnecessary. My unrelenting ploughboy genes haul me towards the pleasures of intercourse with life on the planet. In 40 years, my body, sensing extinction, I've no doubt, has never stopped resenting the stillness that writing requires. As for my mind, so long as some part of it resists the writer's flimsy assumption that his thoughts are worth recording, it might as well be in cahoots with my body. When a bulging disc is not tormenting me, it is a voice reminding me of real writers in my bookshelves and begging me to throw in the towel. And the truth is, lock me in a cell for a fortnight and offer me Middlemarch or a pencil and pad for recording my thoughts, and I'll take the book. Offer me something that I can bounce off a wall, and I'll take that as well.